the director of the Jess Unruh Institute of Politics.
Tell me what you are working on right now regarding fundraising reform.
What we're proposing is a ban on any fundraising from legislators or statewide office holders at any time that the legislature is in session.
Can you explain to me just how exactly this would be regulated?
The regulation of this would be accomplished either by the state's Fair Political Practices Commission or, depending on the extent of the violation, by law enforcement authorities.
This is obviously a pretty ambitious goal. I don't know if you think about it in those terms. I'm just wondering how you've come to be so committed to trying to institute this kind of reform.
Well, I worked in campaign politics for many, many years, and it wasn't until I left partisan political work and began teaching before I began to look at the process from the outside. And what I saw is an entire generation of young people who are very civically engaged, who very much want to make a difference, but are less and less willing to do it through the traditional political process. When a special interest on either side of the aisle can write a multimillion-dollar check, that drowns out the voices of young people who want to participate. We have to find a way to even out the playing field. My own personal opinion is that there's too much money in politics. Reasonable people can disagree with that. But even if you admit that fundraising is a necessary part of politics, legislating is a critical part of politics, too. All we're saying is that you can't do both at the same time.
People who are criticizing your plan or opposed to this would say that this won't actually solve problems. It will just sort of change the way that politicians are influenced by the need to fundraise, right?
The people who've benefited from the system the way it currently operates say that it won't make any difference at all. I believe that even without imposing stricter fundraising limits, that if you separate the political giving from the government action, that fundraising will begin to diminish on its own.
What you're currently trying to do right now, if that's not a success, you might end up putting this on a ballot and just having it go through that process and try to get it approved that way. Is that true?
Yeah, let's call that a last resort. That said, the prospect of a ballot initiative can often motivate a legislature into action. So our first step is to reach out to both sitting legislators, but also to candidates for statewide office, particularly candidates for governor and for secretary of state. If those two steps are unsuccessful, then, as most of your listeners know, Californians in recent years have passed ballot initiatives. They've demonstrated a willingness to reform their government's practices when their government won't do it. We're willing to go back and ask them again.
Is there any reason this is specifically a California issue, or is this something that is applicable across the nation or more broadly?
It's our hope that by starting in California, if we make the change here and demonstrate that it can make a difference, then that trend begins to move eastward.
All right. Dan Schnurr, the director of the Jess Unruh Institute of Politics, thank you for talking with me.
Great talking.